views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Fire and Water Music Festival is back, celebrating 20 years of Manitoba music, community, and unforgettable summer weekends on the river. Just an hour from Winnipeg in the beautiful town of Lac-Dubonnet, this beloved festival returns July 24th to 26th with a fantastic lineup packed full of homegrown talent and feel-good festival energy. Already announced, Dom Adams, Kara Luft, Alex Mark, Andrew Neville, Fufu Chi Chi Choir, Dreams and Rumors, Jacob Brodowski, and Ambi and Sheena Ratai and Friends tribute to Lilith Fair, with more exciting additions still to come. Weekend passes are available now for just $100. Daily passes are also available, and as always, 17 and under get in free. It's a full weekend experience, live music, a vibrant kids zone, and on-site camping to keep you close to the action. RV spots are just $25 for the weekend, and tent camping is only $10 with limited space available. Grab your tickets and reserve your camping spot now at fireandwater.ca and be part of the 20th anniversary of Fire and Water Music Festival, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Attention film enthusiasts, the Gimli International Film Festival is back, and we want you to be part of the excitement. We're actively seeking enthusiastic volunteers to join our team. Contribute your time and energy to our wonderful Lakeside community and enjoy a complimentary festival pass, exclusive merchandise, an appreciation pancake breakfast, new connections, and unforgettable moments of laughter. Be part of something truly special and join us at the Gimli International Film Festival from July 22nd to 26th. Visit gimlifilm.com/volunteer for more info. See you at the beach.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's listener funding drive, Pledge-O-Rama, is in the books, and once again, your support came through in a big way. The money raised this year goes right back into the station towards new projects, much-needed upgrades, and the programming you count on. Because of you, UMFM will keep sounding like UMFM for years to come. So once again, thank you for your generous support.
Hey there, all you sexy people out in Radio Land. This is Eli from The After Party, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5. Don't we know the rain can't stop the fire? The rain can't stop the fire. The
rain can't stop the fire. Lord of the fire. You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local and happy Canada Day. It is Canada's 159th birthday. We are going to have a fun time celebrating that, but in a moment, I wanted to talk about something fun like I do most of the time when I start these episodes. I have dyed my hair bright pink and green. It is pink on the top, green underneath, and there's some green in my bangs, and it was so cool. I will have a picture of it up on my Instagram. That's @local_UMFM. Now, today's episode is going to run a little differently because it's Canada Day. Let's celebrate in a really fun way. We are going to play one song from every province. The first two provinces we're going to talk about is BC and Yukon. So for BC, I picked one of the most influential punk bands that came out of Canada. It's No Means No with It's Catching Up, followed by the band Franklin out of Whitehorse with NLMD.
Have you heard the news? The dead walk.
You hear that sound? You hear that sound? My fingers scratching underground. You hear that sound? That slamming door. I fought it all my life, but I can't fight it anymore. It's catching up. I fought a dead duck. Shit out of luck.
Hide from something you have found.
You hear that sound? That scratching sound? Is it better to be lost or found?
That was NLMD by Franklin. And before that, it was No Means No with It's Catching Up. Franklin is a two-piece sludge metal band that came from Whitehorse, Yukon, and it started during the pandemic. The members are Christy Wells, who plays bass and is the vocalist, as well as Evan Joel on the drums. Moving down south, we have our Alberta band from Edmonton, The Homefront. This is from their album Watch It Die. This song is called For the Children. And after that, we have the Northwest Territories with Narwhal and their song Left to Mend off of Lucid Machines.
We'll be right back.
That was Left to Men by Narwhal, and before that it was For the Children by Homefront. You are listening to CJUM 101.5. This is Bi Local, and we are celebrating Canada Day by playing a song from every province across the country. What you just heard was our offering from Northwest Territories, and we are going back down south to Saskatchewan to hear Broken Idols, who I had the pleasure of seeing at Punkfest last year in 2025. And after that, it is going to be our Nunavut band called Swarm of Spheres. So we have Addicted to You by Broken Idols, followed by A Heart of Gold and A Face Like Ray Liotta by Swarm of Spheres.
Addicted to you, to you. Addicted to you, to you.
swarm of spheres with a heart of gold and a face like Ray Liotta. That concludes the territories of Canada. Now we are going to be staying down south. Up next, we have lovely old Manitoba. You know it and love it. And surprisingly, I didn't have a hard time picking out the song for today because I have been waiting so patiently for this band to release some music. It's Arteray. They did a live EP here at UMFM, recorded by Michael Elves. Shout out to him. And I am so happy I can finally listen to their music. And here's one of the tracks that they recorded on that day. It's It Fits All Right. And after that, we have one of the coolest punk bands I've heard come out of Ontario. It's The Single Mothers with Half Lit, which came off of Negative Qualities, which it released, their album that released in 2014. I was lucky enough to see them live a few years ago, and they are just so powerful and energetic. And yeah, so here is If It's All Right by Arteray, followed up by Half Lit by The Single Mothers.
Hello, UMFM. We're Arteray. This is our song, If It's All Right.
All that fabric felt so romantic. With all the
That was Half Lit by The Single Mothers. And before that, it was It's All Right, live at UMFM by Ardoray. Up next, we are going to Montreal en français. Je ne parle pas français. In any case, so we have a punk band from 1978 called The Nils, not to be confused with The Dirty Nil, which is an incredible band from Ontario, but we are going to listen to Scratches and Needles by The Nils, and after that, it is going to be Sentimentipede, which is a band from Newfoundland and Labrador. They are unfortunately disbanded. They only lasted about a year, from 2020 to 2021, but they're a grunge hardcore band, and it's their song Synapse. You're listening to CJUM 101.5.
From the frosty cloud, it's an easy tension and a mystery.
Oh, wow. What a sudden ending. That was Synapse by Centipede off of Pretend This Sounds Good. And before that, it was Scratches and Needles by The Nils off of Green Fields and Daylight, which, of course, are from Quebec and Newfoundland. Up next, we have a band from New Brunswick that is completely in French. This is called Mess, or it could also be pronounced Messé or Messi. They are a hard-hitting, groovy, and thoroughly stoner sound, they describe themselves. They have a purple color scheme for all of their singles, and they have four out right now. Je mettrai les feux, qu'on aime ma piel, gaz, and révolution. And I am going to be playing that last one I mentioned. The members of this band are Maxime Bordeaux, Samuel Newman, and Jacob Savoie. And for our Nova Scotia Band of the Day, we have a band called Out of Controller with their album Television Zombie and the song Downtown.
Défoncer les murs.
That was Downtown by At The Controller. I have one song left for you guys because, of course, there is an uneven amount of provinces and territories in this country. But we sure do love it now, don't we? The last band I have for you is called Fishkill, of course, from Prince Edward Island. Now, not much can be found about this band right now because they only actually have 3 monthly listeners. But the members I do see are Brad Michael Dan, Lee David Clark, Colin Drake McIsaac, Devin Lee Krauskopf, and Fadi Ahmad Faisal. And this is off of their debut single, Panopticon, and this is Not a Surprise. That was Not a Surprise by Fishkill off of Panopticon. I can't say that properly, but they are from Prince Edward Island. And that marks the last province of this 13-song episode where we go through each part of Canada and pick a song. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I had a blast doing the research on this one. Canadian music is very important to me. If, like, I mean, that's why this whole show really exists, because I want to uplift not only Manitoba music, not only Winnipeg, but all of Canada deserves it, especially like the stuff you don't hear on mainstream radio. I purposely was searching for all of the stuff that you normally don't hear. All these bands deserve a lot of love, and if you didn't know, every single one of my episodes is archived on UMFM, and there are playlists. You should definitely go to the playlist on this week's episode and take a look at all of the music across Canada. And, of course, the playlist will be uploaded to Instagram, too. It's at @bilocal_UMFM, and I will make sure to show everyone my new hair, because I am way too excited about it. I've taken, like, 20 pictures of that, but that's besides the point. Happy Canada Day, and thank you all. We will see you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bilocal. Art and design for Bilocal is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at bilocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnaud, signing off.
Black Market Provisions is a Winnipeg store like no other. They offer delicious, homemade, ready-to-eat food, giftware, and all-around cute and rad things you need to have in your home. Their curated collection ranges from housewares, pantry provisions, greeting cards, trinkets, and treasures, and homemade food options ranging from soups and salads to cookies and ice cream. Bottom line is, they love food, feeding people, and finding fun things to share with folks. Owned by couple Angela and Alana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
VW Social Club is the campus bar brought to you by your friends at UMSU, located on the third floor of the University Center. With student-friendly pricing, a unique twist on traditional pub fare, and a creatively designed beverage menu, it sure makes it easy to enjoy yourself. Whether you're in the mood to relax and mingle with friends, or kick up your heels and pull out the newest dance moves, VW Social Club has it all. Reach out to us to host your next campus social or fundraiser. We're ready to help you with your next big event. Open Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. daily. Come relax at VW Social Club today.
The UMSU Service Center is your one-stop shop for all the information on campus. If you've got questions about the university or UMSU, the UMSU Service Center is the spot to get all the information you seek. We've got the 411 on university-related matters, referrals, and directions to office locations and more. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of UMSU University Center. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Like waterfall, I watched life pass you by. held your breath for too long, a suicide, like waterfall, I watch life pass you by.
CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Manitoba being in Canada. On planet Earth.
Hey everyone, it's me, the Album Authority, and I hate to break it to you guys, but these are not live episodes of Album Authorities. This is previously aired episodes. Like all great movements, I need my time to go back, to refresh, to regroup so that we can build this movement stronger. They asked me which episodes do I want. I said I didn't care because all I make is classics, all I make is hits. So enjoy these previous episodes of Album Authority, and I will come back to you guys in September with more fresh, revolutionary, world-changing radio. Hello and welcome to Album Authority. This is the 78th episode, and I am your host, the one and only Album Authority. I am your voice of freedom in the block, your whisper in the night. And you know, really, I am like kind of one of the only social supports, really one of the only social institutions left. Like, think about it.